no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of the first half of the eighth inning, the Dodgers 2 and the Yankees 1. Well, Elston Howard leads the Yankee hitting attack with two hits off Koufax. And Mel Allen recorded him the other day in the clubhouse while he was shaving. Listen.
By the way, Ellie, have you tried the new Gillette stainless blade?
I got one in my razor now, Mel, and I've been getting the slickest shaves of my life with it all week. Talk about comfort. There's nothing like it.
One man asks another, have you tried the new Gillette stainless blade? One man tells another, there's just nothing like them. Because on stainless steel, on any steel, it's the edge that counts. And true Gillette edges are the sharpest, easiest shaving in the world. You'll realize from your first stroke, your first shave, Gillette has given a brand new meaning to the phrase shaving comfort. Quick, clean shaves, refreshing shaves, and more of them per blade. And uniform, each blade is alike, each equally smooth shaving, an achievement unmatched by other makers' blades. A dispenser of six incomparable Gillette stainless blades costs just 89 cents, the lowest price per blade. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When you take a between-innings break while listening to the World Series, try a tall, ice-cold glass of Saratoga Vichy with a twist of lemon. It's the most satisfying, thirst-quenching drink known to man. The ladies will love it, too, because there's not a single calorie in Saratoga Vichy, just tangy, lively-tasting refreshment. Saratoga Vichy's extra dry taste and long-lasting carbonation make it the perfect mixer for your favorite spirits, too. Build yourself a long, tall drink now with sparkling Saratoga Vichy and ice. Then sit back and enjoy the World Series. Man, that's living. Always get Saratoga Vichy, the world's perfect mixer, at your store. Look for the bright yellow label. WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
The ball game in favor of the pinch hitter, Phil Lenz. And Scourin of the Dodgers will be the first man to face him in the Los Angeles eighth inning. Rinnip, the boy from Ontario, California, he was born in Warren, Ohio. And with the Yankees this year, 1-4 and lost 3. This will be his third appearance in the series. No 1-1 record in series competition this year for Hal Rinnett. Scarron takes a fastball up high, ball one. The Dodgers lead in this close one, 2-1 there at about in the eighth inning. Dodgers trying to sweep this 1963 World Series in four straight. Now the pitch. Swung on, there's a fly ball to left field deep. Going back is Tresh on the warning track waiting. Makes the catch. Scarron flies deep to left fielder Tom Tresh, and there's one down. Bring up John Roseborough. Roseborough has bounced out first the pitcher who covered. He has struck out. Well, Ford pitched a good, solid game. He went seven innings. He gave up two runs on two hits, walked one, and struck out four. Outfield swung around deep to right on Roseborough. He hit the ground ball wide of the bag at first. Pepitone grabs it, tossed to Rinnett, covering in time for the out. So there are two Dodgers out in their eighth inning. Nobody on, and Krasuski, the second baseman who made a good play to start that double play in the first half of the eighth inning, gets a hand. With one on and one out of the eighth, Kubek hit the ball to Krasuski, and he tagged the runner, Lenz, coming down the line, and then was able to throw out the batter, Kubek. Run it, ready to go. The pitch is on the way. It's up too high. Ball one on Krasuski. A bounce out to shortstop and a fly out to center field, representing his efforts at the plate in this game. Here's the windup. The pitch on the way. It's a ball down low. 2-0 the count. Terrific pitching in this World Series of 1963. Now the motion, here's the pitch. He cuts as a line drive to center. Here comes Mantle. He's there. He makes the catch. And the side retired in order. And at the end of eight, the Dodgers 2 and the Yankees 1. Sandy Koufax has been the big guy for the Dodgers in the series so far, and he goes to the mound in the ninth inning to see what he can do. Sandy is a handsome guy. He's always well-groomed. He's been an all-Gillette man since he started shaving. As Sandy says, you just can't touch a Gillette shave. For speed and comfort, there's nothing like it. Right now, you can get everything you need for clean, refreshing all-Gillette shaves and save 50 cents, too. It's the Gillette World Series Special, which includes the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor, Super Blue Blades, plus foamy Instant Lather Shave Cream, regular or menthol. It's a $2.29 value for only $1.79. And what a shave you get with the Slim Adjustable. It's the razor with the exclusive 9-position micrometer dial. You select the blade setting that's just right for your skin and beard. And count on Gillette Foamy to super soak your beard from first easy stroke to last. Get the works as a Gillette World Series Special. Slim Adjustable Razor, Super Blue Blades, and Foamy for only $1.79. You save 50 cents. Well, hang on now. Here's the ninth inning of the fourth game of the 1963 World Series. Brought to you by NBC Radio. And Bobby Richardson leading off for the Yankees in the ninth inning. The Dodgers ahead 2-1. Koufax can get them out. The World's title belongs to Los Angeles. As they ball down low. Richardson has fouled the catcher Roseborough, had a pop fly double in the fourth inning, and bounced out to Wills at short in the sixth. The pitch. He swings and misses on a fastball. 1-1. The windup, the pitch. It's up too high. 2-1. Dodgers lead the Yankees 2-1 in the ninth inning. Here it comes. He swings a fly ball into right center field. It'll drop in for a base hit by Bobby Richardson. He's on with a leadoff single in the Yankee ninth inning. The Yankees giving them the battle here. Facing a situation in which they had put many other teams throughout World Series history. And they're on the other side of the fence now. The Yankees trying to battle their way back. Trailing by 3 games and trailing in the fourth game 2-1. Here's Tom Tresh. 0-3 for Tom this afternoon against Koufax. Batting right-handed. Man on first, Bobby Richardson. Gilliam in close at third base. He starts the bunt of the ball. I believe it's ruled a ball. Yep. Ball one. It's in tight. He held off. Ball one on Tresh. Scourin charging from first base. Gilliam charging in from third. Dodgers ahead, 2-1 in the ninth inning. Set by the Dodger left-hander. Now the pitch. He swings and misses. Well, they didn't have the bunt side on that time. He took his full cut. 1-1 to count on Tom Tresh. Potential tying run at first base, and Bobby Richardson here in the Yankee ninth inning. Nobody out. Koufax checking his sign with Roseborough. Now sets, now pitches. There's a bunt attempt. It's a foul ball back of the plate. One ball and two strikes. So Richardson moving, has to go on back to first base now. Dodgers scored on a home run by Frank Howard in the fifth. Mantle tied it with a home run in the seventh inning. Joe Pepitone's error allowed Gilliam to reach third in the seventh. He scored on a sacrifice fly by Willie Davis. That's the story so far. 2-1, Dodgers lead in the ninth inning. The pitch. Tresh takes a ball in close. A curveball dipping in. 2-2 the count. Peronoski throwing in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Scarron holding on the bag with Bobby Richardson over there at first base. And Koufax slowing up a little bit on his pitching pace here in this ninth inning. Now ready, he pitches. Here's a curve across. It's the seventh strikeout for Koufax, and it ties the World Series record of 22 set by Hal Newhouser of Detroit for seven-game series in 1945. And Sandy had fanned 15 his first time out. Right now, though, Sandy is thinking about the man at the plate, Mickey Mantle. One on and one out. The Dodgers lead by one run, 2-1. Mantle fouls it off on the screen. Strike one on Mickey. Roseborough trotting out to talk with his pitcher. Mantle fly to right in the second. He bounced to short in the fourth and then hit a home run in the seventh. Confab goes on between the Dodger pitcher, Koufax, and the catcher, Roseborough. Richardson trying to get a little bit of an edge off of first base. Now the set, and the throw goes over to first to keep him honest over that way. Dodgers lead the Yanks 2-1, ninth inning, one on and one out. Mantle the batter. Outfield deep to left. He swings and misses. Strike two. Mickey steps out of the batter's box for a moment. What a battle of nerves this is right here in the ninth. Koufax needs two outs to get the world's championship in four straight games for the Dodgers. As they throw the cross, and this big crowd, a standing ovation for Koufax for setting the new World Series strikeout record. Howard, the batter, with two out of the ninth inning. He swings a ground ball to deep shortstop. Murray Wills throws to second. It's all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They dropped the ball. They had it. Called him out. And then the ball was dropped. The ball was dropped by Drzewski at second base. Gorman had called out the runner at second on what would have been a force out to end the ball game. But Drzewski dropped the ball and then Gorman changed his sign to safe. It'll be an error charged to Drzewski here in the ninth inning to keep the Yankees alive. Howard is safe at first base. Bobby Richardson is safe at second. And now it's all between Koufax and Hector Lopez. An error charged to Drzewski, the second baseman, for dropping the throw from Murray Wills, the shortstop, on the fourth play. It's a tap back past the mound to Murray Wills. He grabs it, throw to first. It's all over. The Dodgers win it. The Dodgers win it. In the ninth inning, no run for the Yankees on one hit, one error, and two runners are left on base. And the final score, the Dodgers 2 and the Yankees 1. And hats off to a great job of calling the pitches in the World Series by Dodger catcher John Roseborough. We tape recorded a chat that Ben Scully had with John. Here it is.
Tell me, John, have you tried the new Gillette stainless blade?
You bet I have, Ben. And I still find it hard to believe any blade could give you such a comfortable shave. So many of them, too.
The Gillette stainless is really tops.
That, in effect, is what men are saying about the new Gillette stainless blade. Because on any steel, it's the edge that counts. And Gillette has the sharpest, easiest shaving edges in the world. One blade will prove to you what these superb mirror finish edges on long-lasting stainless steel can mean in comfort and convenience. The first shave, smooth, easy, almost beyond belief, with more just like it in every blade. But beyond that, blade after blade, you'll find unequal uniformity. Get the dispenser of six incomparable Gillette stainless blades for 89 cents, the lowest price per blade. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the world's champions of baseball as they have swept the 1963 World Series in four straight games. In the final game, the Dodgers had two runs on two hits and one error. The Yankees had one run on six hits, and they made one error. An error by Joe Pepitone, allowing Gilliam to reach third base, leading off in the seventh inning, was the big play of the ball game. Gilliam was able to score on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Willie Davis. The earlier scoring had seen Frank Howard hit a home run for the Dodgers' first score in the fifth inning of starter Whitey Ford, and then Mickey Mantle had tied it in the seventh for New York with his 15th home run in World Series history. And with the game tied 1-1, Gilliam hit a bounding ball to Boya at third base, who threw to Pepitone. The ball got by Joe, and by the time he chased it down, Gilliam reached third. Then he scored when the next batter, Davis, lifted a fly ball to center field to Mickey Mantle. Gilliam coming across after the catch, and that was the winning one of the World Series. Now to Vin Scully in the Dodger locker room.
Scully and some of the victorious Dodgers. Take over, Vin.
Dodger Stadium is 2 years old, and today the Dodgers did something that has never happened in history. They won four in a row from the New York Yankees. Sandy, you're sipping champagne, and the first thing, of course, to ask you is, how in the world did you decide to slow curveballs to Mantle with the count 0-2?
I just felt like it. I don't know why, Vinny. John called it and put down two for the curveball, and after he put it down, I saw him wiggle it a little. I said, change curve? I said, okay, Gabby.
Well, now, he hit a fastball high and away for a home run, and yet you gave him
two. No, it was down low. It was about belt high. I thought in the middle of the plate. I tried to get it in, and I cut it out over the plate a little bit, and he hit it good. Boy, he hit it a ton.
The commissioner of baseball, Ford Frank.
Congratulations. That was a terrific exhibition.
Sandy, 1 minute you thought you had it won on the play at second. Krasuski dropped the ball. That must have really broken your heart for that split second.
Well, now we got a runner in scoring position, and didn't make me feel too good. And then the slow hit ball, Maury, make a play somewhere.
How would you compare your stuff today as in the first game?
Well, I think it's just a reversal today. I thought I had a better fastball than I did in the first game and not as good a curveball.
You were more of a consistently good pitcher, though, today than you were the other day when you were brilliant for four innings and then had some trouble.
Well, I was felt a little bit more tired the last time. You know, I had broken up my routine and I hadn't pitched in a week. And this time I got back into a regular routine and I felt like I held my stuff better.
I understand you had a corn removed from your left foot before the game or a couple of days ago. Did it bother you?
No, it wasn't a corn. I had a what they call an ulcer between the toes, and in the seventh inning in the first game it tore out and it was bleeding, so before the game they gave me a shot of Novocaine. I didn't feel a thing.
Congratulations, and of course everybody in the baseball world thrilled over what you've done.
Thank you very much, Vinny.
Commissioner, the World Series is 60 years old and you really had yourself a show.
In many ways, Ben, I think this was probably the greatest World Series ever played. I have never seen such consistently fine pitching. And, of course, from a National League standpoint, it's terrific because I guess this is the first time in all history that the Yankees have ever been taken for first-rate games.
Yes, I think that would be something remembered. And there's a big man on my right.
I just saw him, Don. Again, good luck to
you. Don Drysdale, his great game yesterday was a big one. Don, how did it feel watching today?
Well, I'll tell you, it was just great. I got a little nervous there in that last inning with those big guys coming up, but Boy, I tell you, Sandy was great, just great.
That's really something to throw that slow curveball to Mantle 0-2.
Oh, well, it was in a great spot, down low and in, and Mickey Root took it all the way.
Congratulations, Don. That 1-0 victory is of yours, of course, one of the big four.
Thank you very much, Vinny. Thank you.
Mr. Warren Giles, the president of the National League.
It was a wonderful, great, wonderful.
I guess in the history of the league, you couldn't have more rejoicing than the fact that they knocked off the Yankees.
Congratulate Buzzy here just a minute.
E.J. Bavese, vice president of the Dodgers, you've waited a long time for this day.
Very long, Vinny, very long. Great day.
How did you feel about watching the ball club today? Did they play up to your expectations?
Well, they play this way all year. We'd have won by 30.
I guess that sums it up, Mr. Giles.
Yeah, well, I tell you, this great victory couldn't have gone to a more deserving organization. And this beautiful stadium out here, I tell you, I'm glad the people around the world could see it. It's a tremendous thing. Great for baseball. It's wonderful for the National League.
Thank you, sir, very much. Mr. Giles, E.J. Bavese, congratulations.
Thank you, Vinny.
Congratulations.
Now, we'll take a look at some of the boys who had a lot to do with the victory. And first of all, we go to the head man, number 24, Walter Alston. The name Walter Alston is now in the record books with John McGraw, but you did something even McGraw couldn't do. You whipped the Yankees four straight.
Well, Benny, that's great. I didn't think it, you know, if you say we could win in seven, I would have been satisfied, but that's a great ball club over there. They got a lot of power, and they got some good pitching, and it took a lot of good playing on our fellow's part to go ahead and take four straight, and I'm proud of these boys from the very top.
You had Peronoski and Miller available in the bullpen. Did you ever even have a thought of going out to the mound?
No, I had no intention of going out. I just had him ready in case Andy was getting a little tired. He showed no indications of getting tired, did he?
Walter, congratulations.
Thank you, Vinny.
Bill Scourin, the Moose has come back. And Mooser, I guess this would rank with one of your big thrills.
This is probably the biggest thrill of my life, to play with the Dodgers and... Well, we beat the Yankees four in a row, and I've got a lot of close friends over there, Vince. The big thing for me, especially getting traded to the Dodgers, they got a wonderful organization. I love them. I just hope I'd be back with them next year.
Playing first base at Dodger Stadium, that meant you were only about 50 feet from the Yankee dugout. Did the boys talk to you at all today?
Well, Yogi and I have been very close friends, and we were talking about the field and about the plane back home and stuff like that. They've been great to me, Vince.
Did they holler to you on those pop flies?
Yes, they did.
I bet they did.
They know I'm not too good at catching a pop-up.
Moose, I would think that with your five hits and a great series that you'll remember this one a long time.
Yes, I will, Vince.
Congratulations to you, Bill Scourin.
Thank you.
Ron Peronoski, we thought we'd see a lot of you, but you wound up just appearing briefly and only one.
Well, no, lucky to get in that one. Johnny got a little tired and said to come on in, so I would have been set there the whole four games.
I understand you had suggested they should bring your golf clubs out of the bullpen.
Well, I'll have to practice chipping now.
Ron, when you were watching in the bullpen, can you tell whether Koufax is good stuff or not from out there?
Yeah, we can tell just about from the first inning on. When they're not fouling the ball off, in that first inning, we know he's throwing real hard. And then he comes with that curveball later on, you know, that loosens up and he has a heck of a good time.
Well, it's about time you had a day off. It's been a long and wonderful year for you.
Well, Vinny, have to get ready for next spring now.
Right. Congratulations, Ron Peronoski. Well, we have the big man right back of me, Frank Howard. Frank, you hit two balls in the series, one for a double, 460 feet, and the other one in the second deck. Congratulations.
Thank you, Vinny. I can't say enough for our ball club. I think that the guys busted themselves all year long, and I think they deserve a lot of credit, along with the Dodger organization. I don't like to blow our own horn, Vinny, but I think the personnel in the Dodger organization, front office, and playing-wise are probably as fine as there is in baseball. So I think that we deserve what we got. We worked hard for it this year, and I hope we can continue to have as much success in, you know, future years.
Frank, in the booth, it looked like you had hit an off-speed curve up and in.
No, actually, it looked that way. The ball was away from me, Vinny, out over the plate, but I was looking all the way, and I went out and got it, and So, that might look like it was in on me, but I went out and got it, you know, and jerked it.
Did you feel it was gone as soon as you hit it?
Well, I thought I had a chance, but it was hit pretty good and right inside the left field foul line. So, you know, it had a pretty good chance of going.
It went in the second deck. Congratulations,
Frank.
Thank you,
Benny.
Vice President Fresco Thompson, along with left fielder Tommy Davis. And right back, Willie Davis. Fresco, congratulations.
Ben, this is terrific. I've had some great thrills with the Dodgers, and in 41 years, this has to be the top.
You sound like you
did a great job.
You sound like you weren't quiet.
I'm a little down with Gertie right now, Ben.
Congratulations. Tommy and Willie Davis. And first of all, Tommy, you had yourself 5 base hits in the World Series. No, you had 6 base hits going into today's game. It was a great series. Congratulations.
Oh, we have great pitching, don't we, Ben? Great pitching.
It's remarkable.
I'd like to say this, man. I wish my mother-in-law, who passed away last week, could have been here. And I want to say to my in-laws, this is for sister. This is for sister.
Thank you, Tommy. Congratulations. Willie Davis, let's hear that big baritone or bass.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it, Willie. That was quite a series.
You know, Vinny, it was. We went to New York, and we wanted to win. You know, we really wanted to win, and we didn't want to go back to New York, so we had to pull it out today.
On that ball that Richardson hit, did you lose that in the sun?
Well, I saw it when he first hit it, but I was telling him that I couldn't see the ball, and actually they thought I was telling him that I could see it. But the ball got in the sun and stayed right in that path, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't get it.
However, it didn't make too much difference to Koufax. You got the next 2 men in
the right. I'm glad he did that.
Congratulations, Willie.
Thank you very much.
Another Dodger pitcher, number 22, Johnny Padres.
Benny, they sure saw a great pitcher out there. They didn't say he was just great. He's just fantastic. He's the greatest I've ever seen. One thing about it, we beat the greatest Yankee club ever.
Johnny, tell me, is it a bigger thrill to beat the Yankees 4 in a row, or is it a bigger thrill when you won that 55 championship?
I think beating the Yankees 4 in a row is a bigger thrill to me, because to me they're a real great ball club, and we've just got a great ball club, too. We've proven in the World Series.
Stay here a minute and talk to Maury Wills. Maury, along with Dick Trzaski, why don't the double play combination interview each other? First of all, you go to the hole, backhand the ball, throw to second. The runner's out. Dick drops the ball. You tell us what happened.
Well, it didn't take a true hop, and it hit me right on the meat hand, on my bare hand, and it just didn't take a true hop. I was surprised, really, when Gorman called him out. You know, because I heard Richardson slide before I actually went for the ball.
What are you doing, throwing sinkers to your second baseman?
No.
Good throw.
Well, actual event, I threw the ball with all 5 fingers. I didn't get a real good jump, grip on it. I couldn't take time to do that, so I just flipped it. And I think Dick made a tremendous effort to catch it. And you notice on the other play where he dove after the ball and then went back to the bag. I thought Dick had a great series, Vinny.
He sure did. We're all happy. 10 years in the minor leagues and go all the way in a 4-game series.
Really, really a great thrill. This is the best thing that ever happened to me.
And, of course, we'll be looking forward to seeing double fours next year, Dick.
Oh, I hope so.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Vinny.
Maury, you saw some great pitching. Whitey Ford gave you a pretty bad time.
Well, everybody gave me a bad time, man. I didn't show what I was capable of showing, but we won, and it's a team effort, and that's the most important thing. I bet you don't mind, I like to say hello to my kids all watching now. It's too many to call over my name. But...
All right, fine, Maury. Now that you've done it.
I'm very commercial now. You know?
Congratulations, Maury Wills and Dick Trzaski.
Hello, Redhead.
What do you say?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Vinny.
Johnny Roseborough said to you after catching that fly ball yesterday, don't do that again.
Oh, it scared me. It scared me, I'll tell you.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Well, that about does it from this scene here at the Dodger dressing room. They're pouring champagne off to my left all over Dick Trzaski. And friends, I hope you've enjoyed hearing from these very happy Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, thank you, Vin Scully. The Dodgers are the world's champions of baseball for 1963. The World Series is now history. This broadcast authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Our NBC engineer today, John Pollock, our NBC producer, Hal Ashby. The 1963 World Series is over, but don't forget that Gillette and Chrysler Corporation will also bring you the blue-gray football game and the 1964 Rose Bowl game exclusively over the NBC Radio Network. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.